Facebook prepares to act on a celebrity crush.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If there's a social network we think of when we think names like Gaga, Obama, and Jose Canseco, it's Twitter. The microblogging platform makes it easy for big names and celebrities to engage with others without getting stuck in an awkward conversation. But now Facebook wants a piece of the action and is building special tools to make it happen. Brian Womack is a reporter for Bloomberg News who looked at Facebook's new push. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Part of this is that Facebook kind of wants a piece of the action from Twitter, even though in many cases there are more likes for a celebrity on Facebook than there may be Twitter followers. Twitter is kind of the network we think of when we think about celebrities interacting with their fans.
Even folks in Hollywood just sort of think of Twitter first as where they go to. So Twitter definitely has gained the mind share, and they have really built a lot of their success on celebrities. You look all over their documents they filed recently for going public, and they really tout a lot of their celebrity connections.
So what do you think the hurdles are here then for Facebook?
Facebook is still known as a place to go look at baby photos. It's a much more personal place, and it's gotten to be well over a billion people on that approach. And Facebook has sort of this challenge of how do we get people to think of this place as where not just for looking at baby photos, but looking at what celebrities are doing. And it's a different kind of content. And I think they're making that transition. They're working on it. But Twitter just started off as a much more public place, and it stayed that way.
How important is this battle, though, for Facebook? It's got way more users than Twitter. It seems pretty happy in many ways to be that place where you post your baby photos.
Look, the world of digital media continues to evolve, and Facebook wants to make sure it's the center of all these places. And this is important because, let's remember, eyeballs, attention, all that stuff leads to more users, and that gets more advertisers.
Brian Womack is a reporter at Bloomberg News. Brian, thank you very much, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Survivors are still putting their world back together after a super typhoon struck the Philippines on Friday. Survival in natural disasters is often linked very closely with access to technology. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent said as much in a study last month. And sometimes the technology is far from fancy. In the Philippines, where 99% of the country's residents have access to mobile phones, text messaging has saved lives. So what about when cell service is down? One possible solution to keep people communicating is a so-called mesh network. So remember using two cans and a piece of string to talk to your buddy when you were a kid? Now imagine your cell phone does the same thing, but it's connected to a bunch of other phones in the area, and the string is tech that's already in the device. Mark Ketikowski helped start an app called Tin Can.
Our phones are just perfectly made to do this. I think a lot of people don't realize their phones can work as a two-way radio.
The beauty of this is that the app uses the Wi-Fi abilities built into the phone already. Without the internet or cell service, Tin Can lets phones keep trading messages when they're a few dozen feet apart. You can imagine how that could be handy in a disaster.
Talking to people about it, that was one of the things that people quickly brought up is, hey, this would be great if cell service was knocked out, like in a disaster situation. And actually, I've already been contacted with some people that are interested in possibly using it for those kind of scenarios.
Ketikowski, by the way, is a brain researcher in Michigan by day. He says what he's most interested in seeing is, in a non-disaster, the kind of communities that crop up around the app. Speaking of phones, telecom company Ericsson says that the world's smartphone population will increase to 5.6 billion by 2019. That's 10 times the population today. Right now, smartphones make up only around a third of all mobile. That percentage could grow to 60% in the next 6 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, with new tools to help businesses and professionals measure and manage online reviews as well as search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. and by the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, committed to transforming careers. rhsmith.umd.edu. Rigorous, collaborative, engaged. And by Join Me, an instant online meeting app used by millions of people to collaborate and get work done anywhere. More at join.me.
If you want to know what has drawn the internet's rage most effectively so far this month, look no further than Google. In an ongoing effort to improve the quality of comments on the company's video site YouTube and to get everyone to sign up for its social network Google+, the company has linked the two. You now have to be signed up for the latter to complete the former. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. She gave me a review of YouTube comments.
YouTube comments are notorious for being awful.
Yes.
Lewd, sexist, angry.
Racist.
Spam. You know, it's a problem that Google presumably wants to solve. And part of its solution has been to force all comments on YouTube to be connected to a Google Plus account.
Okay.
I'm not sure people are ready for it.
But you do believe, I get the sense, that resistance is futile?
I believe that resistance is completely futile. Because here's the thing. You can't escape the Google.
So, Lindsay, will it keep the trolls at bay?
Right now, it doesn't seem to be working. If you go to a really popular, like 200 million streams YouTube video, like What Does the Fox Say? And you look at the top comments, I actually suggest that you don't, because they're not classy.
Oh, well. Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. Lindsay, thank you. We'll suffer along together.
Thank you.
By the way, Google says today that its wearable Google Glass technology will include the ability to use Google Play Music, the company's music streaming service. You can get a pair of sweet earbuds, too, for rocking out. If you can play the latest dubstep tracks on your glasses, does that make them look less nerdy? Jury's still out, I think. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
What would happen if the nation's electricity grid went dark?
Can a military installation, is it ready to run for 18 to 24 months without its external electricity provider? Probably not.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary, testing the grid, next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.